Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name's Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by John Gervais, Jason Madison, Travon Edwards, and Julio Gotti. Maybe we'll find out what his real name is later in the show. Maybe we'll know. We got a great one for you guys today. We got to talk about Righteous Gemstones. It's back. We got to talk about Juneteenth. We got to talk about losing your swag, even if it's a momentary one. I think you guys are going to really enjoy that conversation and so much more. But first, before we get into it, I got to remind everybody, patreon.com/countthethings. That's where you get all the extra content, the overtimes, the watch-alongs for Cinephobe, the Discord access, the OG podcast, and so much more. You definitely want to be in on that. Remember, if you are a Patreon member, you get this podcast all in completion up front. If you are a Patreon member at a certain level, I believe, you will get the Cinephobe episodes with no ads. I know some of y'all have been complaining about too many ads. You want ad-free experience? Patreon is where it's at. Make sure you're locked in. Patreon.com/countthethings. All right, let's get to the show.
Yeah, I want to ask the panel off of this motherfucker off top. Have you ever been embarrassed enough that it just fucked up your whole cool? Like whole cool for the day. Where you were just like, you know what? Somebody could be just throwing me pussy right now. I still don't want it because my shit is out of whack.
Yes. That happened to me in Las Vegas. When I went I got off a plane from LA and I went to Dre's immediately, like airport hotel Dre's after hours. And this, I was riding on like a high of like 2 weeks. Everywhere I went, in LA and in Vegas, where I would just walk up and be like, man, why are you always hating on the Lakers? I'm like, oh man, let me tell you about the Lakers. I'm giving 15 minutes a show and I was getting everywhere. So it's just like every security guy, every bouncer, every door manager, all them dudes, I was like, yo, this is great. I'm loving this life. Walked up to the door and I said, yeah, man, it's just me and my boy right here. And the guy said, "Hey, you are?" I said, "Oh, man, you know me. Like, I'm on ESPN." And he said, "I watch ESPN every day of my life. And I ain't never seen your ass." And he said that, say while loud. And lightning came from the skies. And
oh, my God.
And everyone was like, "Oh!" And I was like, and I was, I started stuttering on some Sports Nation. You know, I'm President Marcelo. Like, it took, you know, it took all the shit. I was turned into straight bitch mode.
Damn.
Now, luckily, someone I knew was walking in and like, "Oh, he cool. And so we got in. But I won't lie, man. The rest of that night, I was quietly sipping my drink. So it was not to talk to nobody, bro. That was the experience that told me never, ever, ever talk about who you are. Like, they don't recognize who you are, bro.
They
you
don't give a fuck.
Just got to assume they either don't care or they don't know. And which rates they don't care anyway. So you just got to play cool. But yeah, man, that took away all. And I had so much confidence, man. I was surfing on that shit.
I like to say I leave too often because I just know I got a radar of like, I know my ego about to be tested. So before I'll be like, "Hey, bro, I'm not even going to play with this one."
But you know why, Trey? Because literally 3 days earlier, I was in L.A., and I went to One Oak, and it was after the ESPYs, and it was a million people there. And I had been to One Oak like a month earlier with my cousin, right? And like, you know, a bunch of us, whatever. And the dude at the door was mad. It wasn't just like, "Hey guys, sorry, can't take care of you tonight." It was like, "If you're not on the list," like doing one of those, "I'm gonna talk to the whole crowd." You know, my cousin, man, like, they spend money out there, man. Like, that, they're definitely beyond us broke boy aspirations or whatever. So like, that dude did that to him. So fast forward, I'm ESPYs at 6. Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Is that me? Okay. So fast forward to the night after the ESPYs, it's me, it's like 6 interns, because we didn't know where the secret party was. So I was like, "I know there's a party over here, a Rock Nation party here, so we'll be good." I went there, and it was just mad people, and it was that same bouncer. And I was like, shit, like, I'm in it deep. And so I'm like, "All right, let me see what I can pull out. Like, I got a credential from something, whatever." And as I got closer, the dude looked at me and said, "Hey, man, how was the show?" And opened the goddamn rope. And when I walked into the dude at the door, he was like, "Yo, why you always hitting on the Lakers?" Like, "Oh, man, you know how it is. Like, how many you got with you?" Said, "These 6 right here." And then we walked in. So in my mind, fast forward, I'm in Vegas. I'm untouchable now, man. Because even the most disrespectful bouncer in L.A. like knew the deal, right? And that dude said, "I ain't never seen your ass." Oh, lasers came out of my eyes, and I was just like, "Oh!" I started stumbling like Larry David and shit. Like, "Oh, man, that's a lesson, man. I'll never forget." But yes, to answer the question,
Jason,
that scared me.
Nah, not really. I mean, I can't really think of. I told y'all the shit that happened with old girl when I was younger.
Oh,
was
yeah,
movies and all that. So that, you know, that day, like that, you know, I was definitely eating ice cream by myself.
Oh, I got one. I was trying to, you know, I always think I'm Casanova and shit, bro. Or like, I'm just the coolest nigga. I'm kicking it with this chick. And I'm like, man, I'm trying to set the mood. By the way, after this happened, I've never played music voluntarily again after this situation. By the way, just a note, program note. So I'm kicking it with this chick. And I put the music on. And she's like, "This is weird." And I'm like, "I thought it was a good song." She like, "Why would you play my ex-girlfriend?" And I'm like, "Huh?
No way."
I'm like, "Wait, what?" She like, "Yeah, why would you play my ex-girlfriend?" Like,
Who?
I don't know.
Kalani? Who's the ex-girlfriend?
Bossa Nova. And we're back. I'm so...
That is quite the
all right. No, but I was trying because I didn't want to like tell it,
but
and then
I like
shit.
That I like the idea that, like, and from that day on, Trey would never play music again.
No, because it just humbled me, bro. Like, it was like, nigga, who do you think you are? Like, no, everybody don't live under a rock, for one. And then secondly, like, this shit just made me look like the lamest nigga. It looked like I was trying to do it. You know what I'm saying? It made it look like I was plotting, like, ooh, I'm really going to impress her by, like, doing this. And it was like, Trey, what are you doing, bro? This is a, like... Like, if anything, that was a facepalm moment for me because I just was like, Juju, you don't even understand. I had this shit like, yeah, food. I was
like, candlelight.
Did you have candlelight? No candlelight, but I was just like, oh, I'm going to close to this moment. And it did not happen. It was more so like kind of an ill. It was kind of an ill, like an ick. Like, I fumbled the box, bro. Like, that was kind of crazy to me. I thought I'd be like, Casanova in this situation
and I'm
on the
box. Damn. I'm gonna be honest. Kind of forget the question. Somebody has to run back for me.
he said anything you was embarrassed by to basically knock the cool out your walk for the rest of the day.
Oh, go ahead, your ass, bro. Mm-hmm. I was having a bitch real and like, oh shit. Don't say me.
Yeah, I was on SEPTA. This is probably back like in high school or whatever the case may be. I was on SEPTA.
That's the train.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But I was on a trolley. The trolley is the, you know, y'all know the
trolley. Above ground one.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. No, that's an L. The trolley is the one that has the tracks that actually rides on the on car the on the street, which, right. Yeah.
I got you.
So, anyway.
Very important details in this story, by the way. Like, thank you for that.
Okay. Yes. So I was on the trolley and this job walked on. This shorty walked on or whatever. And I thought she was flirting with me and shit, right? Like, she kept smiling at me. I'm like, oh shit, this is sweet. I'm about to do like they do on the TV, right? Like, I was already fresh. I was going out. So I'm like, oh, I'm killing it, right? So I wrote on the paper. I said, yo, whatever. I'm shy. You look like you shy too. I'm high school, my nigga. Like, I'm fishing, my nigga. Like, I'm shy. You like you shy too. But I could tell we have a connection. Here's my number. Hit me up. So it's like five people on the trolley at this time, my nigga. I walk over to her with the paper out as I'm about to get off. And she goes, no, no, thank you. I'm okay. And I had to do like this. I had to do like the turn. It was like, I did like a turn, crumble up paper move.
Clip this one. I thought my shit was bad. Clip this one. You had the paper out, bro, like this.
It was more folded up, my nigga. Like, it wasn't, you know what I mean? Like,
she already knew what type of bullshit you was on. She was like, yeah, hold on, playboy.
Yo, you might
let me dead this.
Yeah, she saw you riding
fucking up. One arm behind his back and like this. So funny.
imagine her watching you write the note and shit, like shaking her head over there, like this nigga.
Don't do it.
Over here,
don't
right?
Do it.
Hey, he over there in the corner. He looking on the bar, she with his tongue out.
She like, oh, hell no.
This goofy ass nigga, what are you writing, me, nigga? Shit better be a discount code.
Damn.
Oh shit, that's ass. Oh, that was whoa, so bad. It was really ass. I was fucked up for the rest of the day.
You got
something for us?
Bro, I can't follow that. Like, I should have did mine first. But long story short, we was in a nightclub called Central Station back in the days. My homeboy, we had bought a couple bottles, living life. I was waiting for some girls to come in. You know how you texting girls, they on the way, they in line. But the club we was in, it was just so busy and booked. Like, if we didn't come together, you got to get your own way in type shit. Yeah. So goddamn, we already had a session and shit. So my homeboy was turned up living life. He was stood on the pool table, which is a big no-no. You cannot stand on the pool table. Yeah. Terminator security guards will get you. this nigga standing on the pool table with a bottle of Hennessy. And so the security nigga grabbed his leg. He was like, you got to get down. Without thought, my homeboy secured on top of the head with the goddamn Hennessy bottle.
No.
And my fucking heart dropped. I'm like, what the fuck is this happening? And I looked around and you saw security guards like from all areas of the club just beelining our way. So I'm like, oh shit, okay, fuck. Well, at least I didn't do that shit. But I was looking at the security guard, he was looking at me, and he gave me that look in his eye. I'm like, oh fuck. He stole off my ass. He caught me, he clipped me like right here. I moved, but his clip swole my shit. Like, you feel me? Because he had on gloves. Hold on, I dropped my mic. His clip had on gloves. So it's like, skint my shit. You feel me? And as soon as he skint my shit, another security guard scooped my ass. Bam.
No.
And they just started taking me to the front of the club. They started taking me to the front of the club. I had just got some new Blazers. They was gray with a red front and a silver Nike check. Right, a silver Nike check. And goddamn, the Blazer was on my goddamn toe, hanging off my foot, like about to fall. But security was dragging me out. So I was like, no, my shoe, no. Because if you drop your fucking shoe, that bitch is a wrap. You're not getting back in this club. No, you know what this shoe's going to be. Them motherfuckers, my shoe luckily made it to the front of the goddamn club. They threw my ass out. Bow. I feel like I'm on my back type shit. Like, it's like Jeffrey threw out Jazz or some shit. Bow. I got down, took my dreads down and just hung them over my head because they threw me out in the middle of the VIP line and the regular line. Took my dreads down. The hoe was like, Jew.
Oh, no, I knew it. I knew that's where we were going.
I ain't even look up, boy. I said, fuck no hoe, boy. I kept walking straight to the car, but that was not me. Hell no, I didn't even go. You feel me? So them motherfuckers threw my ass out right in front of the hoe, bro.
This nigga said he wasn't even him.
That nigga said, it ain't me.
Bro, I took my dreads down, let them bitches hang. I was like, boy, stop. Anybody calling me dead right now, boy, hell no.
Damn. Yo, are you still good with the nigga that stood on the table?
Hell, well, nah, he locked up right now. Salute my dog, you feel me? He down the road right now, though.
Okay.
You
okay.
Feel me?
Damn, dog, go out like that.
That shit was so sad.
The hey, funniest so now, Juju, you just probably painted the future of what would have actually happened if it happened in Intel. Because I was in the club, and I sized up the fucking bodyguard. Like, I don't know. So you probably just painted. I seen six niggas come.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And right. Niggas is ready to just Jazzy Jeff me. So I'm glad it didn't happen that way because I don't want niggas to, I don't got no dreads to hide my face and be like, Trey.
Them niggas don't fight fair either, bro. Them motherfuckers will beat your ass, then throw you out the club.
The funniest thing, Juju, is I knew the point immediately because when you said, I ain't do nothing, I'm good. And you saw the bouncer like, them boys are looking for open season, man. They just looking for a reason. They knew the deal immediately, like, oh, at last.
All right, bro.
They send messages to everybody around. The whole rest of the club is insecure because they know.
Bro, if he would actually hit me with that fist that scraped my shit, bro would have killed me in that motherfucker, bro. That was a big-ass nigga, man. Punching a little kid like me, man. Come on, bro. Start a violence, black on black.
Washed football players, all of them, man. The bouncers.
Hey,
happy Juneteenth. Juju, how old was you when this happened?
Shit, I don't even know, bro. I think I was in college. Like,
tender age of 21, 20?
I think it was like 22, maybe. Okay. Maybe. Something like that, for real. Yeah, I was in college. Just
you could bounce back. You could bounce back from those, but it's still young enough to like.
No.
I mean, I was going to say, right. Like, the worst shit is, like, getting into a fight, like, over the age of 25. Like, any type of. Bro, because Trey, the shit we were talking about before the show, like last fight I got into, I think I was like 31, and like it was at the homie's house, and I end up like, you know what I'm saying, fucking a nigga up or whatever because he was getting into it with his gang.
Allegedly.
Who knows?
Yeah, it was, who knows what could have happened there?
It wasn't just me, Jason. I'm not gonna cap like it was just me. It was low key like 3-on-1 at this point.
Allegedly.
Because the nigga was getting into it with his girl at the party. But long story short, like I end up getting my lip busted. And so nigga, I had to go to work the next day with a busted lip. And like how, you know what I'm saying, situation Trey was talking about, like, bro, that's the worst shit as a grown man to have to go to work after you got into like any type of anything, like with your any type of face issue, like having to
the worst shit was me tearing my meniscus, nigga. Niggas was right. Like, yo, old ass playing basketball, nigga, what you doing?
Right.
I know I said that to him.
Like that shit is weak because having to explain to white people anything that has to happen to you physically.
That might be the worst shit at work, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not in that type of setting where you got freedom and they not gonna ask questions or some stupid shit, but yeah. Going to work dealing with some nigga shit and then have to like tell your side without giving away what happened. That shit Trayvon, be crazy.
Are you okay? Yeah, exactly. Bro,
ooh, yo, what do they call you at work? Do they call you Trayvon?
Trey.
Mr.
My check say Trey Edwards. I'm dead ass.
Trey Eddie.
The only reason why though, Jerb, the reason why they was like at my job, he was basically like, what do you want to be called? You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I know motherfuckers gonna be reading this motherfucking name struggling. Like every time. Yeah, I'm here with Trevani. I'm here with Trayvon. Yeah. I'm here with Travon. I'm here with, you know what I mean? Hey, buddy, can I call you Trav? You know what I mean? I was not about to do it. I wasn't gonna do it. So I was like, no, oh, I'll go by Trey.
Oh, you should have told him before you go by one. You feel me? You'd have been the one. I'm a child.
Nah, it's all good, bro. But yes, I go by Trey Edwards. My email is Trey.Edwards. You know what I'm saying?
So, nice.
Okay. I actually tried to change my name to Trey, right? And my mom was like, bro, I'll beat your ass. Straight up. I'm just being honest, bro. Like, I'm not fucking with that. Like, why would you want to do that?
Change your name to Childish.
Because I go by Trey.
That's super childish.
It's not. It's not someone that just really like nigga. You imagine like, oh yeah, I'm gonna wait for Trayvon to sign on. Like only Jerv says that stupid shit when I call him John. Like, you'll be like, I'm not mad at my name, but Jerv, you hate your name.
No, I don't hate my name, nigga. Like,
but what? It bother you. It bothers.
No, it doesn't. It's just that niggas have called me Jerv literally since like sophomore year in high school. Like, I only get called John if I'm in trouble. And that's
what I'm saying. So, like, that shit like bother you. So a nigga be like, yo, yeah, it's my man John. Anytime I do that with Jerv, Jerv be like, like I'm telling the fans, nigga.
No, nah, well, hey, when black, people introduce people like me too? As John, I go, oh, hey, the nigga in me goes, oh, we must be around some white folk, or these must be important people. Let me be on my best behavior. Because you clearly told Jerv not to be outside today. John needs to be in the building. All right.
I ain't gonna lie, I did Jerv like that.
You introduced him as John.
Hell yeah, introduced me as John. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was on some shit like,
who's that?
I was like, yo, this is my friend John. And the nigga said, it was silent though. It was a jerk move. He's like, okay, right. Like, I'm not, like, I must be around someone that he wants me to really say this is somebody of importance.
But well, I was nigga like, don't never give me juice. Like, I could be talking to Adam Down Silver. Somebody introduced me as Juju. I'd be like, God damn, nigga, like, I'm Julio, brother. Like, you feel me?
I had to drop.
Your name's Julio?
Your name Julio?
Get the fuck out of here.
Breaking news, my niggas. Juju unveils his name. I don't know. I thought you was cutting like the Juju fruits or something, the candy. I thought something
Juju was fruit. Again. I don't even like that shit. My mama called me Juju when I was growing up. And then so whenever it was time to make a Facebook name, I was just like, oh shit, Juju Corleone, Juju Gotti, fuck it. And I just made it. And I started doing shit in life. I just kept going by that motherfucker.
That shit tight. I ain't gonna lie.
So you gave yourself your nickname?
Now my mama gave me Juju. I just put Gotti.
You put the
Gotti was my in college. I went to Middle Georgia College to play basketball. Niggas called me Gotti instead of Jew. Like, you feel me? Just passionate about because it was some hilarious shit. So yeah, it was really random. It don't necessarily mean shit other than my goddamn Facebook name.
Damn, I thought it was definitely like Julius too, bro. I was like, damn, this nigga name, it got to be something connected, I'm assuming. But yeah, dog, I killed on Black Trey like 2019. I don't go by that no more.
Who gave you Black Trey? Trey, when did you get that nickname?
I changed it on some. So basically, I gave myself Black Trey because it was Trey Black. And you remember Trey Black from 92.3 The Beat.
But people used to call you Trey Black?
Yeah, it was Trey Black or Black Jesus. Yeah. Cause I used to hoop at the fucking
summer. Time out. Who calls you Black Jesus?
Jesus. Yeah,
nah, saying three people.
I'm not rolling, bro.
Bro, you was on the episode with me on Growing Up the Same with fucking Darrell Wright when we talked about Black Jesus, bro. The reason why they called me Black Jesus,
I'm calling Jesus from now on, dude.
It had zero to do with like biblical thing, like.
The
funniest shit is that pretty much I used to be always at the Salvation Army, and there was this guy named Coach Lawson, and Coach Lawson really wasn't a coach. I don't know why niggas called him Coach Lawson, but long story short, I don't think he knew my name, and he was too lazy to like ask me or some stupid shit. So he was like, yeah, Black Jesus. So then after that, I'm like, yo, why you keep calling me that? He like, yo, you know, this is a Salvation Army, it's a church, you black, like dark skin. Cause you know, niggas wasn't saying, oh, you're black and this and this shit. So I used to tell people I was Black Jesus. Then fucking the He Got Game shit came out and I was like, I don't live up to this. This not my name. Like I'm not, that's too much pressure to even be calling myself that. So I started telling people I was Trey Black because Trayvon Free was Big Trey and I refused to be Little Trey. So then I was like, how can I make this sound better? Because Trey Black, like the black part was not working for me the first 2 years of my high school year because niggas was teasing black skin, dark skin niggas, said black skin. So I wasn't getting no flavor at that time. So I had to make it sound cooler than what it was. So I was like, Black Trey.
Bruh, I will never not call you Black Jesus for the rest of my life. I promise you, God. When I refer to you, but if we meet Obama, I'm like, ooh, Obama, this Black Jesus. You feel me?
That's crazy, Trey. I don't believe that anybody other than this random nigga.
That one dude.
I'm not rolling, bro. I'm sorry.
Hey, here you go. Rolling, all right, no, because I got a fact check, bro. We got to get the live shit.
Hold on.
What?
What you need?
You need some sign to set up your lie.
Right, exactly.
Remember, Trey, it's not a lie. If you believe
you believe it.
Hold on, we got a fact check, man.
You about to call the one nigga?
No, I can call two niggas.
Call Lawson.
You know, I'm not gonna pick up for sure. Watch.
It's 10 a.m. on the West Coast, man.
Like, it is 10 a.m. Fuck. He might on be at Juneteenth. You know, niggas don't get Juneteenth off. Niggas don't get Juneteenth off. We ain't there yet.
Shout out, I'm Blue Sky. I said, shout out to all the white people. I have no idea what today is.
Blue Sky? Okay, I'm not talking to myself now because I was in that bitch lonely. That motherfucker was looking real pale. You know what I'm saying?
And then his voicemail or something. Bitch has been ringing.
That motherfucker been ringing for a minute.
He's calling ChatGPT. He's not really calling a human.
ChatGPT.
Oh, here we go. I got one. DZ will confirm.
Okay, DZ, I can accept DZ as a source. Some random dude that worked at the Salvation Army. That's just sounds.
Who the hell is DZ?
He a friend. Okay. He's been on the show.
He said legend.
I'm about to say y'all playing.
Yo,
okay, I'll meet DZ.
I'm on the rock. Listen, I'm on the spot right now. You on speakerphone? We recording the pod right now. Hey, before they start calling me Trey question. Black,
don't take.
What did they call me?
What did
Coach Lawson call me at the Salvation Army?
No. That's
cheater.
Already
cheater.
No.
Cheater.
Put me on the spot. I just woke up not too long ago.
Bruh, you said Coach Lawson. You should have said that.
Yeah. You fucked it up. You tainted it, Trey.
Bro, I feel like I'm on fucking Double Deer or something. I'm costing the family 20 bands. I don't remember, bro.
Exactly.
Damn, this damn capping, bro. I said my nigga. Hey, no,
bro. Name.
No, it do make you not a little cap at the screen. Niggas did be like, it is what it is. But no, I was telling them that I used to get called Black Jesus.
I still say,
man, get him out of here.
All right, here go another. All right, hey,
nope.
Whoever that is, you are no longer welcome on the RBO network.
Listen, I promise you. All right, my cousin, I ain't gonna say shit. This is my last, because I can't. No, I gotta beat
you
the cat.
Say Coach Lawson's name at all. You can't say Coach Lawson.
Hey, yeah.
She's not gonna know Coach Lawson.
Jerv, Trey's a scrambler like me when the dude said, I ain't never seen your ass.
I got a question. I'm on the pod right now and they trying to make sure I'm not capping, right? What was my nickname before Black Trey?
Oh, was it Black
Jesus? Yes. They still not believe me.
Sounds like a text message might have been fired off. Like, because I didn't sound confident, my brother.
To get you to say that. Dang.
Juju, ass on. On that acting job.
Ass on.
And you, hey, no, say it again.
Teddy Wicks. Who's Teddy Wicks?
When I talked about I was retiring, she posted it. I'm gonna send a screenshot to the chat. Thanks, cuzzo.
Respect to my queen, cuzzo. Respect the queen.
Oh, also,
but sis, get out
friend
of here.
Friend of the show, Juju, she says she don't like your hair. The new.
Bruh. Look, how about this? I took it easy the first time whenever got down. So old girl has said, I mean, look, I am comfortable with my skin, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on, because you're cord.
Oh, shit, my bad.
You gotta, make sure you're jostling it.
I'm jostling the fuck out that guy.
Jocelyn Hernandez. All right, try that again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you good now.
Sorry about that. You know what? I'm glad I had time to cool off. Salute to your sister. She don't like my hair. I'm sorry, sis. It's the best I can do.
No, come on. Man. What was you gonna say? We want the original.
I respect my queen on Juneteenth. I accept it. You don't like my hair? Well, send in the request. Of how would you like me to wear my hair next week? Whoever you are, send it to Black Jesus, and what I do it next week.
What's up, Jerv?
I have a question.
Jerv's so high right now.
Does she have afro?
Trey.
This is one of those moments where our viewers don't realize Trey just completely checked out.
My bad. I definitely didn't check
out. Look, he sent a cash out his cousin for saying Black Jesus.
She got like the bangs and shit.
Well, salute to her, whoever you are. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I got some ways to go to get better. So keep your faith in me, sis. I got your back.
All right, that's going to do it for us here on Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Sorry for coming out a day late. Deal with it. Remember, patreon.com/countthethings. Sign up for all of the extra content, all the extra access. You know what it is. For Black Trey, for Black Jesus. For Jerv, for Jason, and Juju, I would be reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.